your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, we talked about the lead smelter in Herculaneum set to close this year. And I found a post on the Internet. It looks like it's true. So Jeff Holmes, what he said, the breaking news about the lead smelter closing, the only one in the United States, is going to drive ammo prices sky high. Be shortages everywhere. So you can tell the tone of my voice is not my normal tone. So I'm very concerned about it, and I suggest you check USAprepares.com a little later after or during this broadcast. Maybe during the first break, I'll be able to post the article so you'll be able to see it. We had a really great expo. I've been told that it was the best expo we have ever had, Expo number 6, which was last weekend. Turnout was not our usual turnout. Turnout was down. But the quality of the presenters, the quality of the seminars was unsurpassed. It was absolutely extraordinary. The expo went off almost flawlessly. However, none of the guests would have ever known that it wasn't flawless. I mean, it was absolutely the best we've ever done. And we got lots and lots of compliments. So I want to thank everybody involved. I want to thank all of our staff, all of our volunteers. You guys did an absolutely wonderful job. Ricky Rocket is probably in the air right now, heading back to the West Coast. So the farmhouse is quiet. And by the way, if you think that Ricky is like he is all the time, that's correct. We're going to talk about radio. We're going to talk about what it's like being in radio right now with Michael Evans. Michael Evans is a broadcaster, and he and Sam Bushman and John Moore and I were presenting a seminar at the end, the last seminar at the Get Prepared Expo on Sunday. And we're going to tell you what happened and what that was about and some of the discussion right now. Michael Evans, welcome.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
Hey, you know, Mike, that was so much fun. And you know, one of the things that I tried to do was I didn't want anybody to think I was in the business of stealing center stage. So I wanted to put the seminar that I was involved in at the end. You know, I actually ended up doing 3 seminars. So I was supposed to do 2, but I filled in for Larry Pratt. And what we did was we put ours at the very end, and I thought, okay, you know, I wanted to give, you know, the best time slots to, you know, to everyone else. So we would do ours at the end. And Mike,
but they couldn't wait
hear
to get in there. I think that was probably one of the better attended, you know, and the folks who came were truly interested in learning. What do I need to do to be in radio and make an impact and make a difference? And I was astounded by one of the folks that came and the questions they had, what their intent was, the plans that they had kind of, you know, melded together as to what they wanted to try to accomplish in doing it. They were all sharp folks, and you know, one fella actually walked away and he said, "Boy, you know, after hearing you guys talk, it dawned on me that what I've been thinking I wanted to do may not necessarily be what I thought I was going to do, but now I've refined my ideas to the point where I'm ready to go out and put it into action." So we may have changed his plans a little bit, but at least now he's realistic about his goals, right?
Yeah, and one of the interesting things was I explained that, you know, before I did this, I was a farmer, and I didn't wear a watch. And
right.
Literally.
Yeah.
I literally did not wear a watch.
I spent most of my professional life in the telecommunications business. I've never had any training in radio hosting or, not as a journalist or anything along those lines. And yet, my show is extraordinarily successful. Yours is successful. Sometimes it's not necessarily who we are. I mean, you have to have a little bit of that, but it's also the message we bring and the message of liberty and the message of freedom and the message of restoring our country to a constitutional republic and towards the preservation of individual rights. That is a message that resonates with America in a powerful way.
I agree. And, there was an underlying theme of all of that at the Get Prepared Expo. Liberty was really high on the list of what everyone wanted at the Get Prepared Expo. Freedom, liberty, being responsible for one's actions, not being oppressed by others. And Mike, why don't we just take a short detour and talk about what happened with Chief Cloudpiler, where we took that vote to see if how many of us wanted to consecrate the convention and the grounds as sacred. And we took a vote at the survival banquet meal. About just under 300 people were in that room that night when we did that Friday night. And I asked for a raise of hands. How many are interested in consecrating the grounds? I explained that this means that we're going to post signs that say if you are a government employee, you're going to have to apply for permission to be on the property. And it looked like every hand went up. I thought, just to make sure, I said, okay, how many are not in favor of doing this? And one hand went up, and I went, what? How'd you get in here?
One person. Well, I happen to know who that person was, and theirs was more on religious grounds than anything else. But, and it was one person out of, what, 300? So the truth of the matter is, and everybody's got their own interpretation of how they want to think and believe. But the simple truth is this, that was a, for all intents and purposes, virtually unanimous proclamation that's what they wanted. And, the neat part about it was that at an event like that, that is an issue. How many people here are here to attend it and to learn and be educated about something? Or how many people are here to find out whose names we can capture?
Yeah. So anyway, the interesting thing about it, Mike, is there was not a single individual from any government organization, because we looked. And I don't know if you know this, but I was talking to one of the instructors who was at the staying at a motel, and during breakfast. At the motel, he heard these three guys talk about the expo, and they were like military types or government types. I mean, they were fit, they were of the right age. I mean, they were not disguised. Okay, you could kind of tell who they were by their physical fitness and age and shape and all that. Well,
sure,
they didn't come. They didn't come, and there was a news article written about us in a local paper that we were going to do this. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Glenn Beck has a publication on the web, and it's called TheBlaze.com. Yesterday we were number three. The Get Prepared Expo was number three on The Blaze.
How awesome is that? How awesome is that? It just goes to show you that America is thirsting for truth, thirsting for the opportunity and the ability to see and hear the real truth. I've been talking about this passage of this propaganda bill and how detrimental and dangerous that is to America that they passed in the new 2013 NDAA that allows them to utilize propaganda against the American people now for the first time in 100+ years. And the truth of the matter is America is desperate for truth, for information that is not biased or slanted or intended to misdirect or mislead them. And it's evident more and more and more to me every day. The growth of my show, the growth of yours, these people are actually hunting and looking for a source of true and fair and honest information that they cannot get through the mainstream media. And the Ministry of Propaganda is in full swing. I mean, they've got 10,000 gerbils running on the wheels at all times, 24 hours a day, trying to generate misinformation and mislead the public and mislead our nation. And when folks have an opportunity to bump into to a show like yours or a show like mine or Sam Bushman's, man, they just they become addicted to it because it's their first example of truth, you know, that they've seen in a long, long time.
Interesting thing. Last night we had a meetup, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, a.k.a. Ricky Rocket, was on stage at Ziggy's. And he was talking about structured water. And I'll tell you what. Mike, have you ever seen water come out of a garden hose in a DNA-shaped helix? No, right?
Yes.
You have?
I've seen it with a nozzle that actually caused that. But outside of a garden hose, normally, no.
Right. Okay. Well, we showed that last night, and that's going to be the homework for the class to watch this video on YouTube on their PCs, and then we're going to talk about it on Thursday. But here's the point. Here's the point. So Ricky Rocket started up, and he was like 2 minutes into just describing what we were going to learn that night, last night. A guy came in to the meetup, started screaming at Ricky Rocket, said he was an idiot, and raced out the door. Now, that has never happened before. But another thing that never happened before, which is very interesting, is people saw me at the expo armed, okay? And I asked,
yeah.
I asked in my seminars, how many of you are armed? Michael, at least 10% of the attendees, the guests at the expo were armed. Last night at the meetup, way over 10% were armed. I would say 30% were armed. Women with white hair, with revolvers in holsters, open carry in Ziggy's last night. And this guy came in and he ran out. He came in. Said Ricky was an idiot and ran out. He realized,
get out of there quickly.
Well, he was followed out by some of our staff. That was pretty much. That was a fun night. USAPrepares.com. Michael Evans and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, July 22nd, 2013. Gold open today at $13,1830. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,5283, a half ounce for $6,7641, and a quarter ounce for $3,3821. That's $13,5283, $6,7641, and $3,3821.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Michael Evans is with us, and we're talking about one of the seminars that we did at the Get Prepared Expo, and there was a lot of interest in it, and that was how to become a broadcaster. And we, Sam Bushman was there, John Moore was there, Kurt Crosby was there, Michael Evans and I were there. And we're kind of talking about the interest that people had in kind of doing what we do, because really none of us went to school to become a broadcaster. And we shared our experiences and what it's like, and what it's like getting knocked off the ladder, and what it's like being hit with the velvet hammer, and some of the pitfalls. And Mike, you were talking about mainstream media.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what happened to me. I've been advertising with a television station, KY3. It's the largest television station in Springfield, Missouri,
sure,
in the Ozarks. And we've been paying for advertising, and all of a sudden, for this expo, they decided they were not going to cover what we were doing. Maybe it was because we put the government on notice, because we had Chief Cloud Piler there of the Nemenha, a congregation of Native American medicine tribes, and we took that vote to say, to decide whether we wanted to have this be a religious a religious experience where we were consecrating the ground as a sacred ceremony of Nemenha. And I am now an adopted Native American medicine man. I have been educated in a Roman Catholic school. I was taught by the Jesuits. I do not wear my religion on my sleeve. I do not try to convert people. I don't even talk about, you know, hey, listen, you too can be a Catholic, and if you're not Catholic, you're going to hell. I don't do anything like that. Nor do I think that's true. Other people do, but of other religions. I don't think it's true. I think there are going to be a lot of us that end up in heaven, and from all kinds of religions and faiths. But anyway, the point is, maybe that was the reason why KY3 did not come to put us on the news. Because we have been on the television news as a real big deal in the Ozarks every time we have an expo. But not this time. Not this time. And let me tell you what did not happen. Not a single radio station came to report on us. Not one.
Right.
Only one television station came to report on us. A really nice one called KLOR. It's called Color 10. They are not the largest in the Springfield market, but they came, and we have not advertised with them. So I wrote an email.
That tells you something.
Well, here's what happened. I wrote an email to KY3. I'm not going to read the whole email. But basically it says, I was looking forward to seeing you, meaning my salesperson from KY3. I was looking forward to seeing you at the expo, but I didn't. I was looking forward to seeing others from KY3, but I didn't see anybody from KY3. You are the same as the other media in Springfield. You're fired. That's what I said in the email. I think they were shocked. I also don't think they expected me to talk about it. What I'm saying is I believe that, now, this is my opinion. I believe we are being censored, and I won't have any part of it. And what I told them was that I am looking forward to doing my next expos without KY3.
Well, you know, the censorship that's going on right now, Vincent, is so prevalent in every aspect of media. You know, I refer to them on my show as the Ministry of Propaganda. They are no longer called the mainstream media. They are no longer called mass media. They are the Ministry of Propaganda. I did an interview on another show this morning in Virginia, and the guy said to me, well, why did you include Fox News in that lineup? Because, you know, I've written an article, and I've done a show about this propaganda thing, and it made the cover of WND.com, WorldNet Daily Magazine, an online version. And they played this whole 30-minute segment that I did on that story. And this guy saw that, picked it up, and asked me to come on his show and do an interview. And he asked me, why did you include Fox News with MSNBC and the folks at ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN, and NPR Radio?
Hey, Mike.
And I said,
Mike, hold that thought.
Sure.
Let's come back and give a complete answer when we come back. Why did you include them? Why did you include Fox? Mike Evans, Vincinelli, USAPreparedness.com. Alex is at the controls. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 1-800-273-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm just going to read you a really quick email. And it says, very simply, are you going to do an expo in Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia area anytime soon? I saw the story on Glenn Beck's The Blaze about your Missouri Expo. Signed, VV. Answer is, I certainly am not going to Washington, D.C. There's no way, because I can't go with my gun. So, I mean, that limits, or that sets Washington, D.C. aside from where we would ever have an expo. And I don't think anybody in Washington, D.C. is preparing for anything. They think they're in charge. Michael Evans is with us. Michael, you were talking about the mainstream media, the Ministry of Propaganda, Fox News. Why did you include Fox News? Some people think Fox News is, you know, is the only news that's left. I don't think so, but some people do. What's your reason?
I'll tell you why. I asked that host, I said, are you familiar with the Council on Foreign Relations? And he said, yes, I am. I said, are you aware of their reputation? He said, yes, they're a very dangerous organization. I said, well, then let me ask you this. Are you aware that Roger Ailes is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? Are you aware that Mr. Murdoch is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? He said, no, I wasn't aware of that. I said, I rest my case. You see, they're dictating what the mantra is going to be. And they can use a conservative news channel like that to misdirect especially those people who are vulnerable, who are on the fence, who think of conservative principles but don't really have the true liberty and patriot movement in their hearts or don't know where to find other information. And they are using that organization and that channel to mislead, misdirect, and, you know, re-indoctrinate people into the way of thinking. I listen to hosts on there like Bill O'Reilly, who constantly says, well, it ought to be a federal crime. Every gun crime should be a federal crime. Excuse me. Let me tell you something, Mr. O'Reilly. The simple truth of the matter is this. The federal government has no purview on our guns. The part that says shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed by you or by anyone else. And the simple truth is this, that the federal government has no purview over us as individuals related to our Second Amendment rights. He constantly throws up this mantra about popular or realistic gun control. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as common sense gun control. You either have them or you don't. And when I hear a guy like that throwing that out there, and he is by far the most popular news program bar none. He's got more people in one night than MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and CBS all put together. And for him to put a comment or a statement out like that is completely reprehensible and unconscionable. If he truly was a member of the Patriot Movement, he would never talk like that. And yet, he's using Fox News as a bully pulpit to get that kind of message out to Americans. That's completely and totally wrong. Sean Hannity carries water for the doggone Republicans every single time. And I got to tell you, if the Republicans have been doing such a great job, why are we in the condition we're in? Why is our nation about to slip underneath the mantle of tyranny? Because the Republicans are in on it, just like the Democrats. They're both marching to the same music. One's marching left foot first, the other's marching right foot first. But mark my words and make no mistake about it, they're both marching.
No disagreement from me. I say they are two sides of the same coin.
They are two sides of the same coin. That's exactly my point. And, you know, Fox News is they're being used to manipulate those folks that would be on the moderate to right side of things. And what they're doing is they're taking their slant and trying to make it seem like there is such a thing as common sense gun control, like there is such a thing as political statesmanship. Not a single person, not a single representative in Congress, I wouldn't trust those people to walk my dog, much less laws and rules for this country. They admonish and constantly talk about how administrative agencies have the right to do this, the right to do that. Let me tell you something. There's not a single administrative agency, with the exception of Customs and the Treasury, who are constitutionally authorized. That means that the ATF, that means the FDA, the EPA, every one of those agencies, the USDA, not a single one of those constitutional in its foundation. Every single last one of them are extra constitutional, outside the boundaries of the Constitution. And the Constitution makes it very clear. No one shall make a law except Congress. And yet, all of these administrative agencies load us up with rules and regulations that parade about as law. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is tyranny in action.
It's too bad you're not passionate.
How I feel. sorry, I got a little wound up.
Well, no, that's great. Well, of course it's true, but people don't realize that. What, you know, when they come to the expo and they meet the faculty, they actually hear firsthand. We've been arrested. We've been confined. We've been hauled into court. We've had the cops called on us. Did you get a chance to meet Judy Dollarhight while you were at the expo? You did?
I did. And I've met her once before. I've actually read her book.
Okay. Well,
about the rabbits and the USDA.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Judy Dollarhight is not a tattooed woman that has, you know, that is in your face and is ready for war. She's a sweet school teacher. Okay?
Yeah.
Or she was. She was a school teacher. She's very sweet, very helpful, very kind, one of my very best friends in the whole world, and so is her husband, John Dollarhide. Well, the USDA came down on the Dollarhide family for raising rabbits. Now, they came down and they fined them $6.19 million. The USDA. Yeah. And they were in their face.
Is that?
Yeah. I mean, so what? Really, what are they thinking? You know, $1,000 fine is a lot for a lot of people. Okay. $6.19 million. Who are these people? How do they get up in the morning and say, oh, honey, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to squeeze this family to death. It's going to be great. Who are these minions?
They're unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats who are imposing their personal ideology on Americans across the board by abusing and misusing the power and authority that they've been unnaturally and unlawfully delegated by Congress. And here's the reason I say that. We delegate to Congress and government in general, as we the people, limited powers and authority to make laws that make our society safer and better for everyone. However, when you, it would be like me giving you, Vinny, power of attorney to say, look, I got a real estate deal I can't be in town for. I need you to close this deal for me. And you say, sure, I'll do that, and I hand you this power of attorney. Then you turn around and say, you know, I'm going to the beach that weekend. I can't really do it this. Deal with this. So I'm going to give it to my next door neighbor, and I'm going to ask him to go in, and you subsequently give him a power of attorney on my power of attorney. Meanwhile, he shows up at the closing and signs the deal over to himself, takes the checks that you handed him to close the deal, and writes himself a check to go and take his girlfriend to the Bahamas on our money. You see, what we have never done is allowed Congress to sub-delegate our authority to all of these administrative agencies. Never. And that was never the intent, and if we knew it was happening, we would have stopped it. But most Americans are asleep at the switch. They think that the USDA or the EPA or the ATF actually has a right to take you to court and charge you criminally with things like tax code, because there's no constitutional grounds for them to charge you with a real Title 18 criminal code. And so, you know, the unconscionable reality of what's going on in our nation is that we are already living in a police state. They just haven't announced it on the Ministry of Propaganda for general consumption.
And what does that make a Bill O'Reilly or a Michael Wiener or a Rush Limbaugh, who we call Rush Limbaugh, what does that make those individuals?
What it makes those individuals is part and parcel. It makes them princes of the Ministry of Propaganda. It makes them part and parcel of the problem. It makes them traitors.
Well, that's why I asked. And
anyone in government has actually taken an oath and sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect this nation from all danger, both domestically and externally or foreign.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wonder when they see and know, and it's undeniable. These people know exactly what's going on with the country. When they see the danger that we're in, when they see the IRS targeting individuals in a retributive manner, when they see the NSA out there monitoring and scanning people's cell phones and conversations and email, and they're surfing and building dossiers on Americans for whatever nefarious purpose you can imagine, and they say nothing, or they protect it, or rationalize it, or excuse it, that is just as bad a treason as what is going on with John McCain, who's sitting there backing an immigration bill and turns around and says, when somebody questions him, why is it that illegal immigrants can get away with 3 violations of utilizing a forged passport and before you charge them criminally, but if you, Vinny, or Michael does that, we're going to federal prison for 3 to 5 years. Explain that. And you know what McCain said? I didn't know that was in the bill. What do you mean you didn't know it was in the bill? You're one of the Gang of Eight. You supported it. You helped write it, theoretically. And what that tells me is that you've never even read the bill you're supporting. How on traitorous treasonous act is that? Unforgivable. If you want to know, if your audience wants to know the definition of the unforgivable sin, it's betrayal of your own nation for personal gain. Either political, monetary, or to keep the NSA from spilling your closets worth of skeletons out there in the public eye.
I don't have the exact verbiage in front of me, but I wrote the basis of a one-sentence, one-line bill to be introduced in Missouri that says that any elected representative who does not read every word and understand every word of every bill he or she votes on can be charged with a felon and a mandatory 10-year minimum sentence in the clink. Guess what? It hasn't made it to the floor. Michael Evans, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Boy, we're hot today.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Michael Evans. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I want to share something with you. The name Rush Limbaugh, I heard somebody say, did you ever listen to that guy Rush Limbaugh? And this person just mispronounced it. That was many years ago, and it kind of stuck with me. And I used to broadcast on the same station in Springfield, Missouri, as Rush Limbaugh. And our ratings were higher. USA Preparers had a higher rating on that station, and they claimed he was their number one guy. And actually, we were. And you know what? They did not allow us to continue broadcasting after June 11th of this year, in favor of Rush Limbaugh. And the difference is Rush Limbaugh has a sanitized, filtered, screened, approved message by the mainstream media. And obviously we do not. So there you have it. You talked about the Ministry of Propaganda. You are absolutely correct. So to this day, I have not had any contact, no email responses or anything for like 8 weeks from that station. They have sanitized me right out of existence in Springfield Radio. And the interesting thing, Michael Evans, is our meetup groups have grown in Springfield since they have screened me out. What do you think about that? Isn't that interesting?
I've got the same problem here. My home station was just sold. Mm-hmm. They're changing the format.
What's it changing to?
Christian music.
You got to be kidding me.
Wait, it gets better. It gets better. It's changing to Christian music, but not-for-profit Christian music. And when they told me they were changing the format just 10 days ago and dropped the bomb on me that they were going to do this, they said to me, well, it's a purely business decision related to revenue. And now they're telling me that they're going to a not-for-profit format. So how is that related to revenue? I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense. I actually suspect, and I've had people come up and say to me that they believe that this station was bought out by them so that they could get me off the air. Because in this area, let me tell you something, in the 20 counties I cover, I am the monster here. And they know it. When I pick up the telephone, and I had him call Jason Smith's office the other day, and the phone lines melted in his office.
There you
and
go.
They know it, and they don't like it. So we've actually decided we're going to beat them at their own game. I'm building a studio. My listeners have been contributing. We actually had a sponsor call up yesterday and say to me he would match dollar for dollar every donation for our that's contributed to our new studio that we're building between now and the 1st of August. Can you believe that? Dollar for dollar match, no limit. How's that for a dedication? And I mean, he said to me, how much do you need? Do you need me to write you a check right now? I said, no, if you do a match, that would be perfect. And that's what he's doing. So if your listeners want to contribute and help AVN, they can simply go to our website also, to americasvoicenow.org. That's americasvoicenow.org. And they can click on a PayPal button there and just, you know, make a small donation. He will match it 100% between now and the 1st. That is true dedication, and that's a patriot. I can believe it.
You know, at our level, we're all having the same problems. You're getting hit with the hammer. I am. I mean, all of us, every single one of us. And what's happening is the small stations are being gobbled up by the big corporations. Pretty soon, radio will be totally 100% controlled by the mainstream ministry of propaganda. And,
what does that leave? Vinny? You know why? Let me tell you why that is. It's the one medium they don't control, and I'll tell you why. There are 10,000 radio stations across the United States, and most of them are owned by small mom-and-pop businesses, at least not in the smaller market. And that is one area of the mass media they cannot control. They can own the newspapers, and they already do. They own the television stations, they own the cable networks, but they don't own radio.
But they're working on it. Hey, Michael Evans,
they're
really quickly,
on
we only have a few seconds. What do you think about the plans that we have for the next expo?
I am intrigued and I am pumped up. I think it's a brilliant concept and it is absolutely the right way to do it.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll start unveiling that. It will be unmatched. There is no one in the Preparedness Expo arena that can even approach what we're going to pull off. No kidding. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. americasvoicenow.org. Thank you, Michael Evans.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.